The Secret in the Soil.
Sitting on a bench outside the restaurant, Peter Mutton read and then reread the review. Early Bird was celebrating its 40th anniversary, a veritable century in restaurant years. A holdout from the farm-to-table model of the early 2000s, it was the only restaurant in Des Moines that was still able to serve fresh produce. An outbreak of E. coli had ravaged the national food distribution systems and spawned a long list of new regulations surrounding the transport of food. For the past 10 years, it had been near impossible to bring any fresh produce into the city. The inspection checkpoints were backed up for miles. Most of the produce rotted before ever making it to market. Most restaurants gave up and began using synthifood, lab-grown substances that the FDA deemed functionally equivalent to food. Early Bird, however, had always sourced the majority of its food from a farm within the city's limits, making it exempt from transportation regulations. More importantly, it allowed fresh produce to pass seamlessly from the farm into Early Bird's kitchen. The restaurant had recently been honored with a James Beard Award for its uncompromising adherence to the farm-to-table ethos. The award attracted new attention from the Des Moines food scene, attention that was further fanned by a Des Moines Register review written by Sharon Chen, the very review Mutton held in his hands. A new generation of diners were visiting Early Bird, making it the busiest it had been in years. Softball bullshit, Mutton thought, rereading the review. Nothing but lavish praise, not an ounce of criticism. But really, he expected no better from Sharon. It was her first review as the Des Moines Register food and dining reporter, a role that was rightfully Mutton's. When asked how he would make the transition from his role as a food technology reporter, Mutton had let slip he didn't think the departments were all that different. That it was time the food department rethought its stance on synthifood. He was passed over, and Sharon, fresh out of a journalism program in California, got the job. He was stuck in his role as food technology reporter, a job he'd served in for 30 years, and a job that did not provide him with the influence or respect he deserved, given his culinary acumen. Sitting on the bench, before he entered the restaurant, Mutton put on his Omnivision lenses. He blinked left side, right side, right side, left side, and felt a curtain of tension open across his forehead as the operating system booted up. A slight pain pressed into his eye sockets, sharp and small, like 100 tiny staples. After about 30 seconds, Zella greeted him, and the interface loaded across his field of vision. "Hello, Mr. Mutton," the voice in his head said. "Would you like me to review the dossier before proceeding?" Mutton felt a soft vibration inside his head, like the gentle buzz from a good scotch. "Yes." Early Bird is famous for its chicken. Your objective is to identify the ingredients in the chicken's sauce. Mutton nodded softly. If you succeed, Mr. Wintles will personally oversee the launch of your food influencer channel. You will have the complete backing, financial and otherwise, of the Equinox Corporation. Yes, Mutton thought. Then my opinion will make or break a restaurant. I'll have my own Synthy food line, my face on every package. No one will open their fridge without first thinking about what I'm eating. and the register will come to regret their gross underestimation of my influence. Mutton looked at Early Bird's front doors. The first thing I'll do is post an updated review of this relic of a restaurant, one completely contrary to the register. My review will go viral. Early Bird will go under, and the farm-to-table movement, with its silly adherence to an antiquated model, will finally die. It was a sunny Sunday morning in May, and the restaurant was busy with brunch. Service had just begun, but the restaurant was already full. Nearly every table occupied. There was a cluster of guests waiting at the host stand, while two young hosts struggled to juggle the ringing phones and the immediacy of guests' demands. "Get me a reservation," Mutton thought. Early Bird does not accept reservations for brunch. Guests are accommodated on a first-come, first-served basis. "Then access the computer system and put my name on top of the wait list," he thought. "I can't do that, but it will arouse suspicion. Morgan and Tucker are very attentive, and how do you know their names? I can't access the company's employee schedule. I can also see a person's entire online presence. For example, this morning, Tucker Patel tweeted that his Uber was late at 6:51 a.m. from his apartment on 19 Court Avenue. That little brat lives on Court Ave. How does he afford that? He receives a monthly bank transfer of $3,500 from a Dr. Myra Patel. Figures. Mommy pays the rent. Okay, so what's the plan? Mutton felt a twitch in his temple. It felt like an electric worm burrowing across the great plain of his forehead. "Tell Morgan Martinez that you are here to see the chef, Natasha Rice." Bristling with confidence, Mutton approached the host stand and said to the girl, Morgan, "Table for one, please." Morgan stared back at him, as if he'd just asked her to give him her socks. "The wait time is an hour," she said, "even for one." Mutton smiled understandingly. "Of course," he said, reading the script Zella was displaying in his lenses. "I don't mean to impose. I'm meeting Chef Rice at one for an interview, and she told me to stop in for a quick meal beforehand. Is there any room at the bar?" Morgan scrutinized Mutton. She asked for his name. "Tom Vilsack," he said, winking. Morgan brought up the chef's schedule and indeed saw a booking for 1 p.m. with a secretary, Tom Vilsack. Morgan paused, then looked up at Mutton, her face not betraying anything. "Of course, Secretary Vilsack," she said, "right this way. I'm sure we can find a place for you at the bar." "Why say I'm Tom Vilsack? Is he actually on the schedule?" Mutton asked Zella in his head. "Chef Rice does not have password-protected scheduling software. Your facial features and body proportions are similar. And former Secretary Vilsack is more respected in Iowa than you are. I'll erase the appointment after you order." Morgan led Mutton to a sunlit corner of the bar, next to an open window. Set apart from the chaos of the main dining room, it also offered a full view of the open concept kitchen. There was a pile of prepped chickens stacked in front of the wood-fired oven. A chef carefully fed a batch of birds into the arched opening, while another chef plated the ones that had just been removed. Right before the dish went out, a chef ladled on a generous portion of green sauce. Mutton watched the ritual, looked over the menu, and located the chicken dish. Chicken with green sauce. Mutton rolled his eyes. Inspired description, he thought. So what? I'll just order the chicken, get a to-go box, and bring it to Equinox Labs? Then they identify the ingredients? No. We've already analyzed the ingredients. Mutton reddened with embarrassment. What do you mean? We've had hundreds of chickens analyzed at the Equinox Labs. Every food tech on staff has attempted to decode the green sauce. Well, then what am I supposed to do here? Remember, if you are successful, Mr. Wintels will personally oversee the launch of your influencer career. That doesn't answer my question. How about you just access the ingredient list on the servers? All restaurants have prep lists, invoices, things like that. All of the ordering is done in person, and all of the paperwork is done offline. Sounds inefficient, thought Mun. How are these people still in business? You need to, Zella stopped. And Mutton looked up to see Morgan looming over his table. Something to drink, she asked. What is she doing here? I'm at the bar. Shouldn't the bartender be taking my drink order? Zella was quiet. I'll take a Bloody Mary, Mutton said. May I see your ID, please? ID? I'm a senior citizen. Morgan smiled. Restaurant policy. Is that true? Nothing in the employee handbook confirms that. But if she sees your ID, she'll know you aren't Tom Vilsack. Great. So what do you have on her? Anything I can use? Mutton felt the now familiar twitch in his temple. The electric worm burrowed and scurried. Besides her data in the payroll system, nothing. She has no detectable online presence. You mean she doesn't use the internet? It would seem that way. But she's like 20. She was practically born online. On second thought, Mutton said, I'm fine with water. I'll just take the chicken. The chicken with green sauce, Mutton nodded. Very good, Morgan said, and disappeared into the chaos of the dining room. Within 5 minutes, a food runner arrived with the order of chicken. The dish was half a bird, bone in, served with a green, herby sauce smothering it. Mutton stared at the plate. Great, so I'll just... Mutton was at a total loss on how to proceed. Maybe he'd just have a bite and... How's everything? Morgan was suddenly standing next to him, looking at his untouched plate. Listen, Mutton said. I was just wondering. You want to know what's in the green sauce? Mutton looked at her in surprise. Morgan looked at him slightly. It's not like it's a secret, she said. Mutton flushed, again embarrassed. Be careful, Zella said. Her lack of online presence is very disconcerting. I'm just, Morgan interrupted him. Firing off a short list of ingredients, Mutton clung to every word. Anything else I can help you with? No, Mutton said, beaming. You've been very helpful. Not really, Zella said as Morgan walked away. Wait, what? Equinox Corporation has identified all of those ingredients. There's something else she is not telling you about. Are you sure? Yes, her list corresponds with the one previously reverse engineered by our food techs. She gave you every ingredient but the one we are missing. I should have known it wouldn't be that easy. So what now? Mutton felt the current across his forehead. Follow my lead. As casually as possible, Mutton stood up from the bar and walked in the direction of the bathrooms, leaving behind his chicken, still untouched. He saw three doors labeled single stall, multiple stalls, and employees only. The third door leads to the basement, where the prep kitchen is. Pretending to wait for the single stall bathroom, Mutton stood near the third door, waiting for the opportunity to slip downstairs undetected. Don't dawdle. At 1 p.m., the afternoon prep shift begins. Mutton checked the time. That gave him only 12 minutes to get in and out before possible detection. As someone opened the multiple stalls door, Mutton used their body to shield him from the bar's view and slipped into the third door, making his way downstairs. You're looking for a recipe binder, or maybe just a laminated piece of paper. Mutton looked around the tidy prep table, searching for anything that resembled a list. 8 minutes left, Zilla said. Will you be able to warn me if someone's coming? I should detect an approaching smartphone. Scanning the walls around the room, Mutton's eyes landed on the clipboard hanging over the prep table. There. Mutton walked over, grabbed the clipboard, and saw the recipe for green sauce on top. He read the ingredients in his head. The list corresponds to what Morgan told you, and our food engineers reverse engineered. How can that be? They must already have what they're looking for. Impossible. Something is still missing. You won't find what you're looking for, a voice said from behind him. Mutton spun around and saw Morgan. I thought I might find you down here, she said. Peter Mutton. How do you know my name? Oh, I know quite a lot about you. Everything, in fact, she said as she walked casually towards him. She tapped the side of her forehead. Knew it the moment you walked in. You mean, that's right. You're not the only one with an extra set of eyes. What's she talking about? She must be wearing a knowledge enhancer also. But Mr. Wintle said that hardware was exclusive to Equinox. He said it wasn't even on the market. She must be working for someone. This explains her lack of online presence. She has been scrubbed. No matter how hard you look, you'll never find the secret ingredient. What do you mean? Equinox believes any food can be engineered. That's true, of course, but not without losing something. The missing ingredient isn't something that can be added. It's just something that is. I don't understand. Of course you don't, but I'll tell you, it hardly matters because as long as Equinox keeps engineering food, they'll never be able to add it to the food. You drink much wine, Mutton? What the hell is she talking about? Mutton thought. Terroir, Zilla said. She's trying to fool you. Terroir. A winemaking philosophy, the complete set of environmental factors that contribute to growing the grapes, the quantity and quality of sun, the angle in which the vines are planted, the mineral content of the soil, everything. Turns out, terroir exists in food production too. Of course, we didn't know it until Equinox started engineering food, so we really should be thanking you. But once we started doing taste comparisons, it was quite obvious. You see, your missing ingredient isn't something you can engineer. We need the ingredient, Zella said, not some farm-to-table nonsense about terroir. Mutton stared blankly at Morgan. The minerals in the soil? He thought incredulously. I invite you to try the chicken, Mr. Button. Maybe you can write something about it in your food technology column. Back at the table, the chicken was still on the table, untouched. What do I do now? Mr. Wintles won't launch my career if I don't give him an ingredient. Help me, Zella. Mutton felt another twitch in his forehead, but this time the electric worm was going in a different direction, burrowing up. Hello? Mutton waited, but Zella didn't respond. Mutton looked around the bustling restaurant. It seemed like every table had ordered a plate of the chicken. Mutton looked down at his own plate. Though it had grown lukewarm, he used his fingers to tear off the drumstick. The green sauce stuck to the chicken's crispy skin. He took a bite. Oh. It was different. Green and fresh. The taste took him back. Before his job at the register, freshman year in college. Before he took his first food technology class, before the E. coli outbreak. His dorm would have a potluck once a month. Everyone cooked and brought their family's special recipes. Someone always brought a green sauce, just like this. Mutton slowly and lazily ate the chicken, recollecting the dinners, his old friends. When the chicken meat was gone, he sucked on the bones, still reminiscing. He leaned against the wall behind his stool and smiled to himself. Maybe the food technology section should rethink their stance on fresh food. His smile disappeared for a second, then crept back. Maybe I will write up something on this place for the food technology section, he thought. Maybe I'll title it The Secret in the Soil. What are they going to do? He thought. Fire me?
This story was originally written by Eric Williams. It was edited for this podcast by me, Gina Nichols, and was read by Vivian Bruneau. Eric is a graduate student at Iowa State University in creative writing and environment and sustainable agriculture. Vivian is a geneticist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Plant Introduction Station here in Ames, Iowa. I'd like to thank Michael Roberts for providing useful feedback during the editing process and Blue Dot Sessions, from which all of the music for this episode came. This podcast is the final component of a three-part series titled Consider the Soil. The series was created and produced by me, Gina Nichols, with support from a North Central Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education graduate student grant and the Practical Farmers of Iowa.